With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. A global rise in reports of anti-Semitism should concern Christians. That's what Rick Warshill said. He's a Messianic Jew and a chaplain with the North American Mission Board. In its most recent annual report, the Anti-Defamation League recorded more than 2,700 anti-Semitic incidents. That's a 34% increase from 2020, and the most since the group began keeping track in 1979. That's an average of 7 incidents of harassment, vandalism, or assault every day. A desire to reflect Christ should be important to those wanting to push back, Warshall said. Just in time for Christmas, Voice of the Martyrs, an international nonprofit ministry focused on serving Christians in difficult and dangerous places, has published the one-year Pray for the Persecuted Bible in the Christian Standard Bible Translation. Published by VOM Books and designed by Tyndale House Publishers, the Bible contains daily devotional readings as well as special features designed to prompt prayer for the persecuted church. Each of the 365 daily scripture readings contain a passage from the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Psalms, and the Proverbs in the CSB translation. It was originally translated and released by B&H Publishing in 2017.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
When new students arrive at the University of Florida each fall, Eddie Gilley and student leaders from the Baptist Collegiate Ministries are eager to help them get plugged into a local church as soon as possible. The goal, Gilley said, is for students to find a local church within the first 3 weeks of the start of classes. That's when new routines are set, he says. How can churches make an impact on college students? He offers these tips. First, prepare care packages. Second, consider providing free meals for college students. And finally, look for other ways to make the students feel at home, even if they're away from home. You can read more about this and get more tips of how to welcome college students to your church at baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our morning and afternoon emails. It's free and it's delivered every day to your inbox. Just go to baptistpress.com/subscribe. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.